Hello, listeners.
Oh, let's try that again.
Hello, listeners. Still not really hitting the right note. Hello, listeners.
Yeah, no matter what. It just doesn't sound right. Anyways, how are you all doing? I'm doing as fine as can be expected right now. 1 year older and wiser, and I'm still battling the shit I'm about to talk about. So, I gotta ask ya. Does this affect you in the bedroom? Attention deficit disorder and anxiety. Do either of those affect you in the bedroom as much as they do me? Now, I have on more than one occasion gone on what I call a spider web of thoughts. It's where one thing leads to a thought, which leads to a new thought, which leads to another, and another, and another, and so on. Oh, another one. And because of your attention deficit disorder, you know, or ADD, you also get something even more fun, anxiety. You know, don't you know what I'm talking about here? I mean, does anybody ever know what I'm talking about? I don't know. So let's say you were getting the best sex of your life. It's always the best sex of your life, but either way, you are so close to coming. And that's when the spiderweb of thoughts hits. That's when I realize I didn't finish the dishes and I stop what I'm doing or stop what he's doing and put on my clothes and go to the kitchen and finish the dishes or do whatever I realized I didn't do. Because like I said, it's happened more than once. You try to relax, free your mind, enjoy the pain or pleasure, what have you. And instead of being in the moment with your partner, you are spiderwebbing. Who do I need to call tomorrow? Did I make that appointment? I need to put air in my tires. I need to put air in my tires. I need to put air in my tires. Did I put the leftovers away? Shit, I didn't pay that. It can go to maddening limits. And there's not much you can do. You can either, you know, try to show your partner that you are interested in what they are doing, you know, and that you are truly enjoying it, or you can just go with the thoughts. Like during cunnilingus. I love that word. Just hits. You can moan and run your hands through their hair and tell them what you like that they are doing. And, you know, but the second you try to relax and enjoy it, you almost forget what's going on. At least for me anyways. And I've tried to combat this, you know, by trying several things. You know, nothing has really worked. And I know that I would love to be in the moment all the time, but it doesn't always work out that way. Like, take this last weekend, for instance. Now, I'm going to get a little personal and, you know, probably take too long to set the scene. So, sorry, listeners, but that's me. Recently, I went out for a hotel excursion with my dom. I decided to treat him nice because he went above and beyond for me for this event. So, I offered to dress up for him in any way he wanted. Told him to open up and let out his heart's biggest desire and that I would fulfill it. He suggested Adult Wednesday Adams. We went out a few weekends ago and bought some items for this excursion, like new toys and some different lube to try, and I've posted a picture of it already, so you know what I got. You know, we got a room with a jacuzzi so we could just soak and enjoy the evening together, nice great big king-sized bed, the whole nine yards. It was perfect. So first, we met and headed out to the hotel together, me already dressed up in my head-to-toe outfit, new shoes, new knee highs and garter belt set, new dress. We got the hotel, him running his hands over my knee as he drove us there. We checked in, got to our room, and I began to unpack our fun items while he checked out the rest of the room. I finally got him to pay attention to me and got him to undress, and after a few minutes of getting him turned on with various licks and sucks, I got him to finally lie down on the bed. I climbed on top and enjoyed getting things moving for him, smacked him with the flogger that we had bought, and I lightly fucked him as doing so. Rubbed my hands all over his body, and I could tell he was enjoying it with his cute little chuckles and gasps. And I would smack him harder around the nipple area just to kind of hit it home that even though he's my dom, I was in charge in that moment. But, and here's the ADD part, I had lines of dialogue I had been prepping to use for that day. For weeks, I had prepared this dialogue. I looked up dark and morbid poetry that I was going to say to him, and I had turn of phrase movie lines to say to get him like laughing while I played with him so that way I could distract him and then provide that sudden pain to catch him off guard. But because of my ADD, I couldn't focus enough to say anything. It wasn't stage fright because I wasn't scared to say what I wanted to say. I just was hyper-focused on providing to him, you know, that pleasure. And I just couldn't do more than that one thing in the moment. So when I noticed that I wasn't doing those lines of dialogue, I started to overthink the whole entire situation. I felt that I wasn't doing enough of the character to make him enjoy the experience. And he, of course, picked up on this and, you know, checked on me. He said he was very appreciative of everything that I was doing. So I know that what I had done up until that moment was working and was worth it. ADD is a bitch, though, because it usually goes hand in hand with anxiety. During this thought process, I also realized that I didn't hang up his dress shirts that I had packed or my extra dress in case we went out to a club or bar or went dancing. And then I realized that I probably forgot to pack other things and then questioned really hard if I had packed everything. So to be that lost in thought during such an intimate moment with him, you know, especially with me being on top of my Dom, trying to give him something as special as what I was doing for him, really just sucked. You know, because then I got anxious, you know, and intrusive thoughts are a real bitch too when you are someone like me trying to have, you know, that kinky sex that I love most. You know, when he hits the kink boxes by calling you certain names, it's great. It is absolutely amazing. But until you are having a bad night with anxiety, you know, ADD, you know, your depression might also be clocked in during these times. And when he uses that word that always gets you creaming and for a strange moment, it just kind of makes you think. And like I said about those intrusive thoughts and that anxiety, it starts to make you wonder why you love being called the word that he just called you. You wonder if he really thinks you are the word he just called you. You wonder if you are just a piece of ass for him. And then you think that you shouldn't be there with him and that someone else could do the things better that you are doing. You think that he's stepping out on you, doing the things that you love with him, but he's doing it with someone else. And I know for some, thoughts of suicide can creep in. You know, for me, it's a real big toughie sometimes because I get so wrapped up in my head that I lose sight of what everything is all about. And because of those intrusive thoughts and what I have gone through in the past, it is really scary when you are on top of someone that you care so deeply about and you can't focus and you're looking down at them and then you realize, oh crap, how long have I been thinking what I've been thinking while looking at them? I mean, did they realize? Did they notice? And it's scary. I will admit it. It is scary when you realize it's been happening. So what to do? I've said it before and I'll say it until I am blue in the face. Communicate. Communicate. I'm very fortunate that my Dom partner takes such good care of me. He can tell when I'm not feeling it, just not really in the mood for sex or the headspace that I need to get into for certain scenes. He understands that I'm going through a lot right now currently, and he knows when to just, you know, cuddle and talk, and he encourages me to just talk out whatever is bugging me. He also helps me with my breathing when I'm stressed or having an anxiety attack. But he wouldn't be this great if I hadn't encouraged him for years. And I do mean years to communicate with me. Communication is a two-way street and you have to give it 100%. You can't half-ass it. You have to communicate 100% all the time. So yeah, this started out as a conversation about ADD and anxiety and in the bedroom and how it affects you. And somehow it turned into another PSA about communication. Sorry, listeners, it's just my ADD popping out. All right, well, good night, everyone.